All sorts of people dropping by the show this morning. Nick Roberts, lieutenant from the Houghton Police Department, is here. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. The lift bridge project is underway.
And it is.
The orange barrels are out. How are we doing?
They're getting bumped a little bit here and there, but overall, they're doing great. You know what? We want to thank the public for their cooperation. We know this is a difficult time for everybody. It's going to take us some time to get this done. And patience, patience, patience is what we need with this project.
And well, and that's going to be the watchword for the next few months.
Yes.
Because the detour, for example, that went into effect this week, not only affects people who are coming up M26 heading toward the bridge, but it increases the amount of traffic through downtown Houghton because of the detour. And we're all just going to have to take a breath and allow an extra moment or two, and we're going to get through this.
Yep. No, that's, couldn't said it better myself.
So we're ready for the closure tomorrow night.
Hopefully. Keep your fingers crossed. I believe it starts 9 p.m., goes through 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
That is the schedule. So, though the warming stations are ready, we have information about it posted up on our website. Go to the community calendar at KeWinawReport.com. And we will be standing by if there is any kind of problem that develops during the bridge closure, if it's going to be extended or any type of an issue like that. We will have information on the air. We're going to be standing by all night in case Jack DeWicke gets in touch with us and says, hey, we've got something that needs to be shared.
Yes, we have a master plan in place. So far, everything's been going well. We've had a few people come and make some comments, ask us, tweak things here, tweak things there, and that's what we want. We want to hear from the public too. So
sure, if there's a reasonable idea, let's hear it.
And there have been, actually. They've made some good comments, and we've listened to them and tweaked it somewhat. And right now it's beginning, so we're all kind of feeling this out a little bit, see how it's going to go. And obviously there's going to be some tweaking of construction of times and stuff like that too. So
and again, in response to a couple of questions that we've had over the last couple of days, if you're having a heart attack in Houghton, they will be able to get you to the hospital. Don't worry about that.
We are set for emergencies, period. You know, everybody's in place. We've been planning this for a long time now. So we do have emergency services in place on both sides of the bridge. So don't panic. We'll get you where you need to go in an emergency. We have a very good plan in place. We've been giving it to everybody, you know, for the last few months now. So, most everybody should be familiar with it, but please don't panic. We have, things in place for emergencies. So,
and we did get a call yesterday by somebody asking if the closing also affected the snowmobile lanes. And, the response that, as far as I know, is yes, it's closed to all traffic.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, snowmobiles are the same as cars in this area. Everybody's going to be shut down.
It's going to be affected. But you know what? It's at night for the most part.
Yeah.
So hopefully it doesn't affect too many people. Obviously, this 9 p.m. one will affect a few. You know, and please, if you're frequenting our bars, know what time. Watch your watch.
Well, and I'm hoping that our entertainment places, the bars and restaurants and such, hoping that maybe they'll be alert enough, too, to say, hey, remember, it's 7:45 right now. If you need to get across the portage, you might want to wrap things up and head out.
Right, because if you're there after 9 p.m. Saturday, you're going to be stuck.
You can't go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yep.
Nick Roberts, thank you for stopping by. One other thing?
Yes, on the loop, we do have some problems there. People are just slow down on the loop a little bit. People are jockeying for positions. Let people into that center lane so they can get across those lanes. People are kind of nudging and not letting people in that center lane to change lanes. You know, we need you to slow down a little bit on that loop and let people in. We all have to. That's our toughest spot for Houghton, is that loop area. So please slow down. Look for people that need to get that into that center lane to change lanes and let them through.
Yeah, be thoughtful. It's not going to cost you that much
time. It doesn't. Let's be neighborly and have a good day.
All right, Nick Roberts, thank you for stopping by from the Houghton Police Department here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.